Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Dalid. We're holding the Mishnah on Gimel Amid Beis, where the Mishnah begins. Avu pisha amru ein memashkinen noshim vaadvodim uktan. Avlim shoklum mekablim miyomim. This part of the Mishnah is an extension of the previous Mishnah. If we go to the Mishnah towards the top of Gimel Amid Beis, the same Amid here, you'll notice starting on the third, fourth line of the Mishnah, it says, Esmi memashkinin, those that don't give the machtse shekel, from whom do we take a mashkin? Mashkin is collateral. We take from Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avonim, Shechorim. Avo, but we do not take a mashkin, loy memashkin and loy noshim v'avodim uktanim, from women, from avodim, meaning avodim that are not mishuchrar, and ketanim, we do not take a mashkin. We don't take a mashkin. So now going back to our Mishnah now. Avo bisha omru ein mashkin nashim avonim ktanim. We don't take a mashkin. Avo im shaklu mekablim. If they decided to go and give a shekel, mekablim miyodon. In other words, even though there is no obligation, nevertheless, and we cannot take a mashkin from them, if they voluntarily, benedivas halev, say, I want to give shkolim, Mekab miyodam, we do accept the shkolim from them. Hanochim v'kuzi shishoklu ein mekab mehem. On the other hand, if you have a Gentile, or if you have a kuzi that gave a machtse shekel, we do not accept the machtse shekel from them. V'ein mekab miyodam, we do not accept from them, kinei zovin v'kinei zovis v'kinei yoldis v'chatois v'ashamois. We don't accept from them any karbonois that are karbonois choiva. The only time we take a kabonis choyve is only from a yid. However, not from a nochri, not from a kusi. We do take certain kabonis from the goyim, and the answer is yeah. Zeakal kosha nider v'nidev mekabel miyodan. If it's in a neder or a nedava, we can be mekabel. Now, what type of neder nedava? Certainly an oila, because that's befeirish in the pasuk. And there's a machloikis in kodshim whether we also take from them other nedarim v'nedavos, such as a shlamim. Our Mishnah does not differentiate, and therefore the assumption is, an oyla shlamim, those can all be brought for a karm. Masha einken kosha ein nitav v'nitav, ein mikal miyodam. Now anything which is not a nedarim, anything which is a choyva, we do not take from them. Now the choyra, this kosha ein nitav v'nitav, ein mikal miyodam, this is just repetitious, because we just said a moment ago that we don't take from them the kinei zavim v'zavois, kinei yoldis, chatois v'ashamois. Why does it repeat kosher ein nidav v'nidav? Says the Taklin Chadatin, and as we'll see this mitzvah in the Gemara, that we're no longer referring to karbonois, we are now referring to, for instance, giving money to the bedek habayis. Kosher ein nidav v'nidav, anything which is not a nidava, but you want to go and take from them, let's say they want to go and give money for the Bedek HaBayis, then we do not accept it as, if you look at the very last line of the Taklin Chadatin, all the way in the bottom, the kosher ein nidav v'nidav l'mizbeach, av agav the nidav v'nidav l'Bedek HaBayis, ein mekablim miyodam. Aha, so these words of the ein, kosher ein nidav v'nidav, ein mekablim miyodam, this is not just referring to the karbonis choiva, which are not nidarim and nidavois, we already enumerated all of them. But what we mean to say is, what about bedek habayis? In the case of bedek habayis, also ein mekablim miyodam. We do not accept from them any type of nidava. So if the Beis HaMikdash needs funds for bedek habayis, for maintenance, repair, or what have you, and a nochri or a kusi comes by and wants to give funds, we do not accept. Now, why don't we accept? When Ezra was about to embark on building the second base of Mikdash, the goyim wanted to go and assist and give funds. Ezra said to them, No, it's not for us and for you together to give bayis lekeinu. We're going to go and build it from our own funds. What's the reason why we will not accept money from them? We'll see a mitzvah in the Gemara that is a swara of rifyoin yodayim. Anybody that's part of the process, by definition, can assist and can impede. And therefore, they were concerned that if the the Persians or others are going to contribute towards the Beis HaMikdash, then they will be in the driver's seat, so to speak. They will be attending all of the committee meetings, and they'll say, you know, let's discuss it, let's have another meeting, let's see, let's draw plans, maybe we should change it, and up and down and back. And they didn't want to get involved in that, because that's just going to slow down the process. Rav Moshe Sherer, Zichron Levracha, used to say that the most effective committee is a committee of three, where two of the members never show. This way, you have the committee gets its work done because of the one remaining committee member that's there at every meeting, and he will make all the decisions, he'll get things done. Three people. Anyway, getting to the top of the Amud. Ve'ilu shechayovim b'kalboin. Now, kalboin is a very interesting idea, which we're going to discuss at greater length on the Amud base. But basically, what it is that in addition to the machzah shekel that everybody gave every year, they also had to add a kalboin. What is a kalboin? At the very tail end of the Mishnah, a kalboin is a very small matbea. It's either a mo'ah or a chatzi mo'ah. Either a mo'ah, chatzi mo'ah. How does a mo'ah relate to a machzah shekel? So you start off with that the machzah shekel is a half of a sella. As we'll see Mitchum in the Mishnah, and as the Mefarshim explain, in the Torah there's something called a shekel and a machzah shekel. Chazal don't refer to it as shekel and machzah shekel, they refer to it as a sella and a shekel. So what we call a machzah shekel colloquially became known as a shekel. Everybody's giving their shkolim now in Chodesh Adar. We read Parsha Shkolim. So the difference between the shekel and the larger currency, they called the larger currency what we call in the Torah shekel, they call the sella, and a half a sella is the shekel, what we call the machzah shekel. Anyway, in every single sella, you have four dinrim. In every dinner, you have six mo'ah. So therefore, you have 24 mo'ah all together in one sella, or for that matter, you have 12 mo'ah in every single shekel, or what we call the machzah shekel. So you have 12 such ma'ah. So if you have to add a ma'ah, according to Rameir, that means that you're adding 1/12. 1/12 means an additional tax, if you will, of 8%. While according to the Chacham, say chatzi ma'ah, which would be 1/24th, and therefore what you're adding is 4%. Now what's the reason why we have to add a kalbein? So there's a lot of discussion among that, among the Rishonim and the Mefarshim. From the Rambam, it's mashma that when it came Chodesh Adar, since everybody wanted to give the machzah shekel, getting a machzah shekel became more expensive than throughout the whole year. In other words, throughout the whole year, machzah shekel is worth a machzah shekel, chatzi shekel. However, during the in Chodesh Adar, since it was such a demand for the half shekel, there to go and get one, you had to go and pay a little bit more. So if you went to the money changer and you gave him a full shekel, a full sella, and you said, can you please give me two half shkolim? He says, I'm sorry, I can't give you two half shkolim because half shkolim are in great demand. If you go and give me another 4% or 8%, yeah, then I can go and give you your machzis shekel. Which we'll talk about this more in the Amud Beis. So, at this point in the Mishnah, when we're saying that you're adding a kalbein, it's only those people that are, in fact, getting change. If you happen to have your machzah shekel from 3 months before and you haven't used it, then just hand over the machzah shekel. You wouldn't have to add a kalbein. The only time you have to add a kalbein is if you're trying to go and convert a larger coin, such as a shekel, into two machzis shekels. But we'll see, Mitchum Rameir will disagree. Again, much more discussion on the Amud Beis. Ve'elu shechayim b'kalbein. The following have to go and give a kalbein. Levim v'Yisraelim v'gerim avodim mishuchrarim. Avloi kahanim v'noshim avodim uktanim. Now, why only the first category, not the second category? So this is very straightforward, because like we started off the upper Mishnah today on Gimel Amud Beis, the first four, the Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avodim, Mishachrarim, they all have a choiva. They all have an obligation to go and give the machzah shekel. So on these very people, we say, oh, you have a choiva to give, you have to go and add the extra kalbein. Masha Einkein, If you're talking about the Kahanim, Noshim, Avodim, Uktanim, we said yesterday in the Mishnah that, in fact, we were not mimashkin them because they do not have a chayva to go and give the money. Since they don't have a chayva, they don't have to give. In other words, if they're doing it on a voluntary basis, very, very nice. Shkoyach for giving, but you didn't have to give. Since they're giving on their own, we do not demand from them a kalbein. Where does the word kalbein come from? So the Takan Charetin says that the word kalbein is an amalgam of two words together. Kal bein. Kal means something light, a lighter amount. Bein, when you are switching from a, for instance, from a shekel to two machzes of shekels, the difference that bein between one and the other, that's kal, you give a small little amount. Anyway, we're going to talk about this further in the Yom Beis. Continuing on the Mishnah, Shoykel al yidei koyin, al yidei isha, al yidei eved, al yidei katan, potter. The word al yidei over here is slightly misleading because we normally think of al yidei that somebody else is doing something on my behalf. Here the shoykel al yidei koyin means I'm shoykel for the koyin. I'm shoykel for the isha, for the eved, for the katan. In other words, they happen to be potter, like we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. But what happens if I want to be gracious and generous, and I say for my wife, or for a cotton, for a coin, you know what, I'm going to give a machzor shekel on your behalf. Since I'm being gracious and nice about it, and it's totally voluntary, it's not an obligation, potter again, you're potter from giving the kalbein. Just as if they themselves were to go and give their own voluntary shekel. They don't have to go and add a kalbein. So if I, on their behalf, give one, potter mi kalbein. However, what happens if I'm giving one shekel on behalf of both myself and my chaver? In other words, instead of giving two machzah shekels, I just pull out of my pocket one shekel and I hand it over to the gizbarim. You still have to add a kalboin nevertheless. What's the reason why? Because once again, the machzah shekel during Chodesh Adar was not, the Master Shekel itself was in such great demand to go and take a full shekel and divide it into two, you'd have to go and be moisif a kalbein. So therefore, just because you're only giving one on behalf of two people, you still have to throw in that extra kalbein on behalf of both of them. But only one kalbein. But Emmaus says you have to give two kalbeinus. Why does Emmaus say you have to give two? Mietchem will see on the Amud Beis shortly. Hanois itself of anoito shekel chayiv shnei kulbainis. Person who hands over to the gizbar or to the shulchani a selah and he says to him, please give me change, and he gets back a shekel, he has to pay two kulbainis. Why two? So on the surface it sounds like this goes according to Reb Meir, but Reb Yechiel will see in the Amud Beis, in fact, that it's going to be a machloikis whether this is Reb Meir or whether this goes a libet a kuli alma. Wait till we get to the Amud Beis. Again, more discussion. Hashokal yidei oni, val yidei shcheinoi, val yidei ben iroi, potter. What happens if a person wants to be a nice guy? There's never a poor person in shul who says, I just cannot afford the machzor shekel. And I go over and tell him, I'll take care of you, I'll pay for you. Or I tell my neighbor, I'll pay for you your machzor shekel. Or I tell a ben iroi, anybody else in the town, in the city, that for one reason or another is having difficulty, and I want to be a generous guy and pay in his behalf, potter, I don't have to go and give the kalbein, because it's nice enough that I'm being so gracious and paying the machzor shekel. So the chum were not mechayev an additional kalbein. Vim hilvan, however, if I'm only giving them halva, in other words, I say to the oni, the shochin, or the ben iroi, I'm not paying for you, I'll lend you the money and you have to give me the money back. The milvan, then you're chayv. Then you have to go and give the kalbein, and the person, when he pays you back, he should pay you the machzor shekel with the kalbein together. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Achim hashutfim, brothers that are also shutfim. Now we'll see in the Gemara, in the Amud Beis, how did they become shutfim? The Gemara is going to tell us, we're not talking about that the two invested capital in a business together, but rather they became shutfim because their father passed away and he left over an estate. And we'll see Mitchum in the Amud Beis where they're talking about that the estate has already been subdivided or if it has not been subdivided. We'll see in Mitchum the Amud Beis. And what the Mishnah tells us at this point is that the halacha of kalbein is the reverse of the halacha of maaser behem. What means the reverse? If they are mechuyev in kalbein, then pitur maaser behem. then they're parts of a Maaser Behema. So for instance, the father passed away, he left over an estate, and now that estate is producing animals, in other words, he left over in his estate animals, and Baruch Hashem, this year there have been more than 10 animals that have been born to that father, to the estate. So again, we'll see Mitchum under certain circumstances, the estate is potter from paying Maaser Behema. In other circumstances, they're chai b'maaser behema. And so therefore the Mishnah tells us, if you're chai b'kalboin, then you're potter, if you're chai b'kalboin, you're potter maaser behema. U'kshechiyovim b'maaser behema, p'tur min a'kalboin. However, in those cases where the estate is chai b'maaser behema, you'll be potter min a'kalboin. When is the estate chai, when is it potter? Again, we'll see Mishnah li'om advice. Finally, the kamu kalbain. What is the amount of the kalbain? So we discussed this earlier. According to Meir, mo'a kesef, divre Meir. And since there are 12 mo'a in a machtes shekel, so you're adding on, therefore, 1/12, which is approximately 8%. You only have to add a chatzimo, which is half of that 1/12, which means 1/24. 1/24 is equal to roughly 4%.
The mayor said you're high of two kalbonos, and here he's doubling the amount of what it is. Is he saying a kalbone is a ma'a, and therefore I read mayor say you're high of two kalbone, therefore you're high of two ma'a? Or
yes.
Is he saying...
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
In fact, we're going to see in the Amud Beis that there are going to be occasions where a mayor is going to hold you have to give three kalbonos, and therefore it's going to be three times a ma'a. So let's go back to the Mishnah again. The Mishnah, we started off that these are three categories of people. That is the Noshim Avanu Tanim. Ein mashken oisan. They don't have to give a mashken. But if they want to give a shekel, gezuntahit, they want to be generous and gracious, we will take the voluntary shkol. Okay. Zokti mora halitvoya. Ein toivim. It's mashma only if they give these amounts on their own. But I'm not going to be teveya. I cannot go and send a demand letter and say, please pay your shkolim, because they're off the hook. They don't have to pay shkolim. Ocha'at omar toivim, ocha'at omar ein toivim. So here you're saying that they cannot be teveya. But in the previous Mishnah, we said they can be teveya. What do you mean the previous Mishnah? So once again, if you go back to Gimel Amud Beis, you see the Mishnah that we learned yesterday at the top. We spoke about Esmi Mashkin Levim Yisraelim, the Ger Vavadim. Avaloi Noshim Avadim Uktanim. A koton, you cannot be memashkin. You cannot take a mashkin. So skip down to the Gemara. You can't take a mashkin. Hold it tvoya toivim. But you could be tvoya. In other words, you can ask from the koton, please give the amount of the machzah shekel. Can't take a mashkin. I can't take collateral. However, I can make a demand for payment. Tvoya toivim. Here we're saying in our Mishnah that Noshim Vodim Uktanim, if they want to give on their own free will, we will accept it. Is the Chmashva that we cannot be Tevea from them? Is the Chastira from the previous Mishnah to this Mishnah? It's not an express Stira, it's an implicit Stira. By the fact that the first Mishnah says about Ktanim, that you don't take a Mashkin, is Mashva, okay, you can't take a Mashkin, but you can demand, pay it. The second Mishnah says, if they give it voluntarily, you take it. It's a Mashva that you cannot demand it. Is the Chastira. Every day Gemara, kan b'shehevi beisaris, kan b'shelohevi beisaris. So remember, we had the Taklan Charetin yesterday, which told us that there are three categories. You have one category is a cotton, which is a cotton the way we normally define a cotton. He's not 13 yet; he's only 10 years old, 12 years old. In that case, number one, not only don't you take a mashkin, but you're also not toiveya. You cannot demand payment. After all, he's only a cotton. But if he wants to give, you take the money. No problem. What happens, however, if he is over 13, but he's not 20 yet? For these purposes, he's still called a cotton. Why is he still called a cotton? Because when it comes to machzah shekel, the pasuk says, "Kolo oiver alap kudim mi ben esrim shon of amala." You got to be 20 years or older. He's only 15. He's only 18. He's not 20. For these purposes, therefore, he is a cotton. In such a case, the halacha is you don't take a mashkin, but you can be toiveya. You can demand, because after all, he's bar mitzvah. But you don't take a mashkin. And when he hits 20 years old, then not only can you be toiveya, then you can take a mashkin as well. So therefore, the answer to the stira is when our Mishnah we said halatvoya ein toivin, it's talking about that he's only 12 years old. The Mishnah yesterday, when we said hatveya toivin, is talking about when he was already over bar mitzvah. So to more about it, the akusi anochri vakusi. Now our Mishnah, as you recall, equated a kusi mit anochri. Throughout Shas, we have a hot issue, and that is, what's the status of a kusi? Kusi geri emesein or geri aroyesein? And then in later generations, which is not referred to in our Mishnah over here, but in later generations, they saw that the kusim were worshipping an idol on the top of Har Grizim, and from that point on, they said that they are goyim gemurim l'chol divreim. But our Gemara doesn't go into that. We're talking about the initial machloikis, where the shayla was, are kusim Gere Emes or Gere Aroyois. If they Gere Emes, then they're full-fledged Gerim like any Ger. And if they are Gere Aroyois, that means it was only a pseudo, or what they would call today, fake news. It was a fake conversion. Our Mishnah sounds like the Kusi is just like the Goy, and therefore it's a fake conversion. Is Omer Abba Tiposer Kimandiyama Kusi Kinochri. You can go and explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah holds that a kusi has the exact same din as a full-fledged goy. Why is Rabba telling us this? To ispalgin, because in fact there is a plukta, there's a machloikis. What's the machloikis? Kusi kinochri devrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds a kusi has the same din as a nochri because they're gerei aroyois. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, oimer kusi kisrael l'chol davri, holds that they happen to be gerei emes. And therefore Rabba says that our Mishnah goes like Rebbe and not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Amr Blazer, Masisim Menochim, Habakusim Loy. What is he saying? No. Our Mishnah is only talking about the Nochrim. It's not talking about the Kusim. What do you mean it's not talking about the Kusim? The Mishnah says, Beferish, that it's talking about Kusim. We'll see Mechem in another moment. Just hold your horses on that. So Timar Vitani, Vitani came, and we have a Braisa that says in the Pasik, Odom L'Rabbi Sisagerim, Mikem L'Hoitzi Esam Mumrin. Where's this Pasik? So, for those of you that have the Torah or HaShalem, Odom Kiyakar Mikem, Karbon LaHashem. It's a pasuk at the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra that we learned last week. Vayikra, Moshe Davishem Eila, Meol Meil Leimar, Tavu Bnei Yisrael, Leimar, Odom Kiyakar Mikem, Karbon LaHashem. Now, why does it say Odom? Odom is Rabbis Esagerim, to be more inclusive. Normally, you find in the Torah the word Ish. The fact that it says Adam, it comes to include Gerim as well. That Kiyakram Mikem, Mikem means only some of you. Mikem Mem, it's Memayit, not everybody. Lohitzi Samumim, somebody who's a mummer. Okay, so now, how does this help? So the Takan Charetin says that this Mandiyomar learns when it says Adam, the rabbi says, Gerim, Kusim Nami Geri Emesheim. He holds that Gerim includes Kusim, because Kusim happened to be Geri Emes. Okay, so therefore Reb Lozer holds that the halacha is that only by Nochrim will we not accept from them Karbonos, but Kusim we will, because Kusim are included in Adam, which is included in Gerim. Freitimara, but Masisa Pligya Reb Lozer. Our Mishnah seems to argue with Reb Lozer. Why is it argue? Because it says, Ein mekabel miyodam. So what's the Gemara telling us? What the Gemara is telling us is, when Reb Loza was learning our Mishnah, he was doing a little bit of splitting. Not hair splitting, but word splitting. If we go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment, you'll recall, starting from the third line of the Mishnah on the bottom, third line of the Mishnah, it says, Hanochri, Vakusi sheshoklu ein mekabel mehem. Anochri mitakusi, we don't accept from them any machtes hasheker. And vein mekabel yodim kinezobim vekinezobim vechatoyis vashamoyis. You don't take any of these as well. On the surface, this ein mekabel yodim kinezobim vezobayis l'chayr is referring to both nochri and kusi. It's referring to both of them, right? That's the Lashon of Mishnah. Hanochar v'shkusi sheshoklo ein mekamehen, v'ein mekameh yodam kinezom v'kinezavoyis. However, so according to Rebbe, that we started off the Gemara with, Rebbe says, ein mekamehen. This ein mekameh yodam is referring to both Kusim and Nochrim, Nochrim and Kusim, because Kusi is Kenachri, because they're only Geire Aroyasei. However, Reb Lazar said, no. When it says in our Mishnah of Ein Mekablam Miyodam Kinizav Mekinizavis, guess what? That's no longer talking about Kusim. That's talking only by Nochrim. And therefore we have to split up the Mishnah. Hanochri v'akusi sheshaklu ein mekabel mehen, whether it's a nochri, whether it's a kusi, don't take a machzis a shekel. V'ein mekabel miyodem, from whom? From the nochrim don't take kinezov mekinezov as kineyodos v'chatois v'shomis. But from the kusi, you can take. Why can you take? Because it says Adam. Adam l'rabbi says a gerim. And the definition of ger includes the kusim, because our Gemara of Laws is learning that our Mishnah holds that kusim are geirei emes. And therefore, the only exclusion to bringing the chatois, hashamois, etc., that's referring to nochrim and not to kusim. There's some background noise. Everybody please make sure to mute your buttons there. So continuing on, Masisa Pligi, says Gemara, so based on that, again, Umra Blaza, again.
Somebody in the Morehand Shul could go on mute.
Okay. Anybody, yeah. Everybody, please go on mute. Yeah, okay.
Shkoyah. David, maybe you want to talk, maybe you want to hit the mute wall? Maybe you want to do it from as the host of the meeting?
Just mute it. Just mute it.
Okay, we're good now? Good, yeah. Beautiful. If there's a problem, we'll consider that again. So getting back to Gemara again, over Blazar, Masnisin bin Nochrim. When it says at the end of the Mishnah, Ein Mekabel Miyodam, end meaning the end of the Ovid days, the Ein Mekabel Miyodam, the Kinezav Mezavais, that's talking about Goyim. Habakusim Loi, but Kusim, we will accept from them the Kabbonis. Why? Because it says in the Pasim, Adam Ki Akrim Ikem, that includes the Gerim. The Gerim includes the Geri Emes, the Kusim, and therefore they can bring the Kabbonis after all. However, the Gemara says, this pshat is very difficult to understand. Masisa pligir ablozer, l'choy the Mishnah does not shtim like this pshat. Why not? Because it says, Ein mekam liyonu kine zav v'zavis kine yodis. Frank Dimar v'chi yesh kine zav v'zavis p'nochrim. When's the last time the nochrim started holding cheshbonis, that how many times did they see ziva, and then if it's a zav, that it happens to be three re'iyos, and they have to bring a carbon, they have to count seven nekiyim, and by a woman, it's 3 days, and the first day, and the second day, it's shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, and if it's 3 days in a row, then they have to have shemen nekiyim. Where did you ever hear that? Goyim don't believe in any of that stuff. I mean, it's not a concept, it's not one of the shem mitzvah b'nei noyach, it's not a concept that Goyim would relate to. And therefore, says Gemara, it's just the opposite. What we can do is we can go and split it up, but not like Reb Lozer, but forget. Say that the Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, what it says, Nochrim Mekusim Ein Mekabel Mehen, that's referring to the Matzah Shekel. Yeah, that we all agree. The Mekabel Miyodim is going on the Kusim. We don't take from the Kusim the Kinezov and Kinezovis. The Goyim would never bring Kinezov and Vezovis. What do they have to do with Kinezom Bezomis a Goy? It's not on his radar screen. Kusim, however, if they happen to be Geirim, then they have to go and bring Kinezom Bezomis just like Yidin have to bring. So therefore, that's what it's referring to, the Kinezom Bezomis, the Eimekam Liyadim is referring only to the Kusim. The Gemara says, El Reishim and Ochrim Masefim Bekusim, that sounds kind of strange, that the Tumela to go and say that the second part of the Mishnah is talking about only Nochrim and not Kusim, that would work. How would that work? Because we started off Nochri Bekusi, Shishaklu, don't take. And from the Nochri Bekusi, the Nochri Ein Mekam Liyodam Kinezav V'Kinezavs. But to go and say that from the Nochri and Kusi don't take a shekel, and now from the Kusi don't go and take Kinezav V'Zavais, that's kind of strange, because Nochri is the primary person discussed in this part of the Mishnah. Kusim is only kind of Derech Agav, and now to go and say that the Kusi, the Derech Agav, takes over the further discussion in the Mishnah is a bit shver. El Reish Benachar v'Seiv b'Kusim. So tomorrow, yo, Kenny, yeah, that's the way it is. Reish Benachar v'Seiv b'Kusim. I have no choice. That's why I have to go and learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Otherwise, the Mishnah doesn't make sense to say that you don't take from a Goy, Kinezav v'Zavais. Goyim have no relationship to that at all. Okay. So tomorrow, now we're going to the inyan of taking from the goyim, not karbonos, taking from the goyim money for purposes of either building the Beis HaMikdash or repair and maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Om Rav Yochanan, b'tchila in mekam lihem lo yidovim suyim v'lo yidovim she'enim suyim. B'tchila means, as we are embarking on building the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of Ezra, we do not accept from them a dover mesuyim. Dover mesuyim means something which is identifiable or recognizable. You don't take from them money. Money, as you know, is fungible. We don't take from them anything. Besoyf meaning that we're now at the end of the construction, or for that matter in later years, maintenance and repair, then we will be mekabel from them a dover she'en mesuyim. We'll take from them money, but we don't take from them a dover mesuyim, something which is identifiable. The Tan Charetin says the pshat and Rabbi Yochanan is azoy. But chila, we don't take anything from them because we're worried about rifyon yodayim. By the fact that they are giving money, there's a Yiddish expression, devas hot de meya hot de deya. The one that has the $100 bill, he's the one that has the deya, he has the one that has a say in what's going on. So if you have a person who's giving generously to any organization, then he's going to go and say, Rabbi Isai, I'm giving you this amount, but I want you to do X, Y, and Z. So the concern was that if Nochrim or Kusim are going to go and give money to the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, they'll say, I'll give you money, but we have to have architect's plans, we have to go and change this and change that, I prefer green instead of blue, orange instead of yellow. They're all going to have a day, and that's going to slow down the process. That's a rifyon yodayim. Therefore, we don't accept anything. Once we're almost fully constructed and we're just adding now the last little things, don't take a dover mesuyim, something which is identifiable. The reason is, says the Takhli Charetin, because it's a gnai for the Beis HaMikdash, that the Jews didn't go and give the full amount. We had to go and rely on Gentiles to go and fund the Beis HaMikdash. So a dover mesuyim is a gnai, but dover she'enim mesuyim, if you're just giving money, that's fine. That can be used towards, we can take the money if they volunteer, towards the finishing touches. Reb Shimon Gamliel, I'm sorry, Reb Shimon Lakish Amar, Bein Betchila Bein Besoif, Im Mekam Lihan Loidom Besoim Leitav Sheinim Besoim. Reb Shimon Lakish holds, no, zero, gunished, shemi, nothing at the beginning, nothing at the end, Dav Mesoim, Dav Sheinim Besoim, we never accept anything. Don't you mind? Masisa Peligel Reb Yoichanan, I have a braisa which Lechoyra doesn't go according to Reb Yoichanan. What's the braisa? The Gemara repeats the word in twice. One of them would seem to be a mistake. So delete the n, as if it's nothing. What's the machloikis? It says in the braisa, sorry. Not that it's pligi, but it's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mekam lihen hegdish unedov lebedik habayis. We do not accept from the nochrim, from Gentiles, money for hegdish unedov lebedik habayis. And since it doesn't distinguish between Dover Mesuyim, Dover She'enim Mesuyim, it's mashma that we don't accept anything. Ein mekam lihen anything. Sai betchila, sai basoif, sai mesuyim, sai enim mesuyim. So it sounds like Rish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yochanan. Evdimar p'osala, no, you can explain it. Bein betchila, bein basoif. Don't take from them hegdish and adova, but ulva dover mesuyim. That you cannot take betchila or basoif. However, if you're talking about basoif, then you can go and take from them a dover she'enim mesuyim. And this price is only talking about either betchila, or it's talking about betchilu besoyif, but only by dover hamesuyim. Okay, skip the parentheses. Reb Shimon Lakish Amar bein betchila bein zovin. I'm sorry, bein betchila or bein besoyif. Ein mekam lihem loy dover mesuyim v'loy dover she'enim mesuyim. So you must see. But the Reb Shimon Lakish, I'm going to ask you now a kasha from a brisa on Rish Lakish. To Tani, we have in the brisa hakol shavim she'noidrim v'nidorin. Now, what is this all about? There's an earlier machloikis in that brisa which the Gemara does not bring, and the early machloikis is legabe a case of erchin. What's the case of erchin? As we know, the Torah, it's a machloikis of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. What's the halach of erchin? As we know, it says in the Torah, if you say erich ploni alai, depending on that person's age and that person's gender, you have stipulated amounts in the Torah. They have to give 3 shkolim, 5 shkolim, 20 shkolim, 30 shkolim, 50 shkolim. It's all enumerated in the Torah, all depending on the person's age and gender. However, it doesn't say anything in the Torah about the person's religion. So what happens if I say Erech Ploini Alai and I'm pointing to Biden or to Trump, or to Smith, or to McGillicuddy, any person who's not Jewish, I say, Erech Pliny Lai. Do I have to go and give the Erech of that Pliny, or not? Is a machlekes. But Shav and both of them agree, both of the main Rebbe Yehuda agree, Shein Noidim Mini Darin. Instead of saying Erech Pliny Lai, I say, Dmei Pliny Lai. The value of Biden, Trump, Smith, Jones, McGillicuddy, any one of these people, yes, a neder and a nidor, both are accepted. Now what means noidrim v'nidarim? So nidarim is a case that I was just telling you about. If you say, Erech, Smith alai. Or in this case, Dmei, Smith alai. Here, however, it doesn't just say nidarim, it says noidrim v'nidarim. So that means a Gentile can be noder. He can go and contribute a neder, meaning l'choira, money for the Bedek HaBayis. How can you go and be noider money for the Pesach HaBayis? Didn't we just say now that we don't accept from them, according to Rish Lakish, anything at any time? Not betchila, not besoif, not dover mesuim, not dover she'en mesuim. Zero. So how can the goyim be noidrin v'nidarim? Everything more apostle law we're talking about by an oila, meaning by karbonis. We're not talking about now money or donating a finite object to the Beis HaMikdash, an identifiable object, but we're talking about bringing a carbon oil. And as we know, we've had this pasuk already before, ish, that the a goyim can be noider, nidorim v'nidovois ki Yisrael. Ah, so they can go and bring an oil. Frank Timora, nicha noidrin oila, nidorin oila, my. Yes, you're right, when you say noider and oila, that they can go and give a neder to go and bring an oil. Okay, that makes sense. But what means nidorim oila? L'chor nidorim oila says tak l'chadetin, means that I, a Jew, say on behalf of a Gentile that that Gentile is going to go and bring a carbon oila. That's not going to have any effect on that Gentile. Just because I say something, this is gunish mit gunish. So what means nidorim? So remember Rabbi said, we're asking a question, Reish Lakish. Rish Lakish says we don't take anything from the goyim at any time, zero gunish, from Bedek HaBayis. Not of Mesuyim, Dov She'en Mesuyim. Aye, it says in the Brayis, everybody agrees that they can be no there. See, Mara says when we say no there, we don't mean to go and give money for Bedek HaBayis, we mean to go and bring a carbon oil to bring a carbon. Frank Timara, that works for Noidrin. But what's Nidaran? That doesn't make any sense. That I'm going to be Machayim them to go and bring a carbon oil. Says Timara, Ella. That's our girsa. The Vilna Goyin in Oiz Dalid changes the girsa and makes it in reverse. So yeah, this is almost similar to a, not really a tamura. It's a person, you're being toifis on what somebody else said. You have a goy that says, I'm going to bring a carbon oil. That's effective. Yes, he can bring the carbon oil, and we will accept that carbon oil mismigdish. Now, what happens if a Jew piggybacks that goy and says, oh, you heard that goy say he's going to bring an oil? Me too. Even without the number sign, just saying me too. Yeah, so now what's the halacha? The Jew also has to bring a carbon now because he said me too to the goy's obligation. Says the Gemara, that's what noidim v'nidorim means. Noidim means that the goy himself can give a neder, I'm going to bring a carbon. Oila. Nidorim means that I can go and piggyback the goy's neder and say, me too, that I'm also going to bring a carbon. Oila. This is effective. That has nothing to do, however, with Nidorim and Dabis for Bedek HaBayis, Machzah Shekel. We're talking strictly Legabe Karbonois, and therefore no Kash and Reish Lakish. And I see that Barry has a question.
If a goy were to say, Harei Alai Nazir, and a Jew were to say, me too, with the second Jew be a Nazir or not? Is a Goy's speech effective to create a legal obligation that a Jew can then derive a true legal obligation?
It's a very...
Goy saying Harei Alai Nazir is meaningless. So here, if the Goy's, if a non-Jew's articulation is meaningless, how can the Jew derive any, how can any obligation fall on a Jew for piggybacking on it?
The question about Nazirs is a very good question. We're now talking about a case of neder, a neder of an oila, where kuli alma moida, that a goy can bring an oila to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when he says, Hari olai oila, this is an effective statement. So if I, a Jew, now piggyback the effective, valid, legal statement, then I now have a valid and legal obligation. Whether when a goy says, Hari Olai Nozir, whether that is an obligation on his part or not, our Gemara doesn't address it. I'm assuming it would not be an obligation on him, because the din of neder is based on, the neder of an oiler is based on the ish, telling you that any person can bring a carbon, even a non-Jew. By Naziris, I don't think there is such a drasha. We'll have to wait till we get to that Masechta. Assuming that there is no such concept of Naziris by a goy, so then if I were to go and say, me too, l'choyra would be just as ineffective as when the goy said it originally. Okay? Zokti Moravaita. Now the enem mevi imay nesachem umoysen nesachem loy vekli sharis einon nemtze mevi davar mesuyim. What the Gemara is asking is the following: every time that you go and bring a carbon oila, and you have to go and bring along nesachem, and we've learned about minchas nesachem at some great length back in Kodshim and back in Shkolim, not in Shkolim and in Psachim, that there's a din that if you bring certain kabbanis that you have to bring together with that. You have to bring a mincha, and you have to go and bring nesachim in terms of yayin, and that's chatziyahin yeh laparish, leishahin laoil, reviyasahin lakeves yayin, all of those things you have to go and bring. So now, if and when a person brings his carbon, he brings along with it his nesachim. What happens if a person didn't bring his nesachim? So he can bring the sachem, even the Gemara says, even 10 days later. Because it says so many times in the Kabbonis by the Haftar, by the Musafim, we learn from that you can bring a filler Ada Asara Yamim, and presumably even later than that as well. Now, what happens if a goy brought a carton and he didn't bring along the Nesachim? The Bezdin of the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, the Gizbarim, they're going to go and bring the sachem together with the carton. When the goy comes back 5 days later and says, okay, here I have my nesachim, we will not accept the nesachim from him. Rather, it's going to be what we call moisa nesachim. The reason why we won't accept the nesachim from him is because although they have a right to go and bring a carbon, they don't have a right to go and bring nesachim on their own. Nesachim as an annex, as the addendum, the supplement to the regular carbon, yes, they have the authority, just like they can bring the oil, they can bring the nesachim. But if they didn't bring the initial nesachim, they want to bring it a few days later, then it's already too late for them to bring it. A Jew could bring it later, but the goy cannot. And therefore, the nesachim that he brings, we're going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's going to be called moiser nesachim. Now, what do you do with moiser nesachim? So on Daf Yud Amud Beis, we're going to have a machloikis, what you use the moiser nesachim for. But one of the mandiyamim in the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, you take the moiser nesachim and you use it, for instance, to go and purchase or to manufacture kli sharis. Kli sharis would be a nice new kli in the Beis Hamikdash, a new mizrak, a new mazleg, whatever they need in the Beis Hamikdash in terms of kli sharis. No, a kli sharis is a dover mesuyim. Didn't you just got finished saying that we don't give money towards the dover mesuyim? Freiti mariyat, veinim maybe imoy nesachim. Here veinim means if he did not bring along the nesachim. See, if you look at the gears of the gra, not that it's ois hey, it's not veinim imoy nesachim, but loy hevi imoy nesachim, the hevi achakach. What happens if subsequently, if at the time of bringing the carbon he didn't bring in the nesachim, but he did bring it a few days later, what's the din? Aren't we going to use this now for kli sharis? What's happening is, since Rish Lakish says we don't take anything from them, no, here we're taking from them. We're going to take these nesachim, we're going to convert it into kli sharis, and so we're taking something. What's going on? So Heisiv Reb Yoisi Bar Rabbi Bun, Vatanina Nerochim V'Orchim Loyla Berika Bayis Einon. In other words, he's saying before giving a teretz, he's saying, don't ask me a kasha from the case of Moisa Nesachim. Ask me a kasha from the fact that it says Nerochim V'Orchim. Nerochim V'Orchim means that just like I can go and say Erech Ploini Alai on Mr. Smith or Mr. Jones, then they themselves can be orech. They can also say erki olai, and we will accept from them the nerachim and orchid, assuming that you hold like that mandiyamar. Remember, we had a machloikis with nerachim and orchid, but according to mandiyamar that holds nerachim and orchid, we will accept from them when Smith says erki olai or erich pliny olai, will take the money from him. How can we go and take the money from him? Lo the berik abayis eden, doesn't it go to berik abayis? Seheich ma diat omer tamon lishemayim umeskaven umalein hein boin leberik abayis. Came at Omer Afhacha Lishemayim Umeskaven Meileim. They brought the Berik Abayis. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, if there is a campaign for Berik Abayis, or if a goy says, I want to donate money for Berik Abayis for repair and maintenance, Taloch is according to Rish Lakish, we do not accept from him anything. Tov Mesuyim, Tov Shein Mesuyim, we say sorry, take the money and use it for something, another worthy purpose. Give it for Aniyim. But we won't accept it in for Berik Abayis. However, if it becomes Berik Abayis by default, meaning he didn't intend Berik Abayis, this is a righteous Gentile, and he comes to the Bez, and he comes to the Gizborim, the Kahanim, and he says, I know that the God of Israel, that's the real God, and I want to donate $100. So he doesn't know what the donation is for. He probably assumes that this is going to be used for a carbon. But the halach is, you don't use it for carbon, you go and take the money and use it for Berik Abayis. How can you go and do that? You just said, no, a goy can't give money to Berik Abayis. And the answer is, he cannot go and expressly designate his money for Berik Abayis. He just gives the money because he wants to be a nice Gentile. He wants to have a schar and oilam haba for giving money for God. So we will take the money, but the money is going to be used for Berik Abayis. Since he didn't express it, I see Brother Shai has a question. Let's just go over the words again. It says, more just like Nerachim V'Orchin, Heich Matte At Omer Tamon, just like you say, Nerachim V'Orchin, L'Shemayim U'Miskaven, he means well, he wants to give money, L'Shemayim means for Hashem. When we receive the monies, we're going to go and divert them from Berik Abayis. Say the same thing according to Rish Lakish. When the goy brought the mois and the sachem, and the mois and the sachem are going to be used for Berik Abayis, the Shemayim Umiskam, and he means well to give money for God, for Hashem. However, he doesn't know what's going to happen with it. We, the Bezim, are going to decide, the Gibbarim are going to decide, Malayin Heim Boyin Le Berik Abayis. And that Berik Abayis will include klisharis like we had on the Amid Aleph. Brother Shai, you have a question?
So tomorrow, same time?
Tomorrow morning, same time, Miachim, as always, at 8 o'clock. Not as always, but 8 o'clock Miachim tomorrow. And Miachim on Monday evening, Matzi Yontif, will have a shir at 9:30 p.m. Okay? That's on Monday's blot. Monday's blot, because Barry's going to send out Shabbos's and Sunday's blot. Yes, Barry.
I have a question about accepting wine and sochem from a goy.
Right.
We're actually accepting wine from a goy? Mm-hmm. I mean, Stam Yenim, I'm shocked.
So the answer is, when it comes to the sochem, just like private kabbonis, you don't have to take it from the Beis Midrash's stock. You can go and bring it from yourself. Or you can give money and buy it from the Beis Midrash. In other words, just like the Beis Midrash had wine for their own karbanos.
Absolutely. You can buy a kinim outside the Beis Midrash. Absolutely. If you need anything for ritual purposes, there were sellers right there. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the guy brings a bottle of wine from his house, mm-hmm. and we're going to go and pour that on the Mizbeach. Aren't we afraid that this has been contaminated as Yai Nesach or some other thing? We're so nervous about Yayin throughout the rest of Shas, mm-hmm. they spill it, they come in, the gassos, they touch it, they move it.
Okay.
It's open cast, and then we're taking a bottle of wine, we're going to pour it on the Mizbeach, I'm stunned.
Okay, so the answer to that is that since we're not going to take from his own private stock, we will tell them that you have to go and bring wine. They'll say, well, how much does that cost? $50 for wine to go and pour. Okay, that's fine. We will take it from the stock of wine that the Beis Hamikdash owns, that they use for their own purposes, from the Sechayayin, and we'll sell it to him, and he won't touch it. We'll just give it to the Kahanim. The Kahanim are going to use it for the Nesach. Right? He won't...
When we say we take Nesach, we take the purchase money from Nesach, and we don't take the actual wine.
Right, okay. Exactly right. Exactly. We take the money, and that money will convert and buy with it the Nesach. Very good. That's only if he brings it together with the carbon. If he doesn't bring it with the carbon, he brings it a few days later, he brings the money, we take the money, and we will divert it to Berik Abayis, and Moisin Nesachim goes for Klisharis, like we have in the Mishnah Daf Yud. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Now it says here, Ma Oved La, the Vilna Gaon takes out those three words, because they don't make sense, and therefore we go straight to Reb Shimon Lakish Pasala. Reb Shimon Lakish says, you know why I say that you don't give any, you don't take any money from the Goyim for Bedek Abayis, but Davar Mesuyim, Davar Sheinim Mesuyim, Dr. Reb Shimon Lakish Pasala, I have my Pasik, the Pasik that we had in the Mishnah. That we will not allow the Gentiles to contribute towards the Bayis Alekeinu, towards the Beis HaMikdash. Sai B'tchila, Sai B'sof, Sai Dav Mesuyim, Sai Dav Sheinu Mesuyim. It's a clear-cut loy plug rule across the board. We don't take any money from them. Reb Chizki Omer Reb Simon Sho'al. Now when it says the word Sho'al in the Yerushalmi, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's asking a question, but rather he is putting on he's contemplating that the same halacha should also apply to the following. So the shaul is not in the question like question and answer, but he is speculating that the same halacha should also apply as follows. Me'ata ein mekam lihem la'amasamayim ulechayim esair umigdaliseh al shem. What he's saying is that just like we just got finished saying, don't allow them to, don't accept their contributions for the Beis HaMikdash, the same should apply to other public requirements, such as the Amas Amayim, Chayim B'Seir, Migdal Seir. There too, we shouldn't go and take a chedik from them. The Gemara doesn't fear us, yes or no. We're just going to assume, says Reb Chizkiya, that let's make the presumption that the same thing applies to other communal needs. Okay, skipping now down to Tani. This is what we had in our Mishnah, that if a person is giving the machtz a shekel, he also has to add a kalbein. The kalbein we said is either mo or chatzi mo. We had the machlokes. The Meir says you have to give shnei kalbeinis. You have to give two. Now, what's the reason why you have to go and give two? So we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment that the Meir holds that even without the requirement of paying the shulchani an additional amount as kind of his commission, either to pay him for his labor, for his work, for his service. Besides that, like we said back in the Yom Aleph, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, because during Adar there was a major demand for machzah shekels, and therefore getting a machzah shekel was worth more than just the value of the machzah shekel. There was a shortage, it was a demand on them. So if you gave one shekel, you could not receive two machzah shekels. You'd have to go and add a kolbein, an additional more, chatzi more, to be able to get the machzah shekel. Okay, so in our Mishnah, however, it says that according to the Meir, you have to give two kolbeinis. Now why do you have to give two kolbeinis? So we'll see in a moment a beautiful drasha that the Meir has, that putting aside the shortage and putting aside the commission that I'm paying to the Shulchani, the reason why I have to go and give a second kolbein, because that's in fact part and parcel of the requirement. In other words, what happens if a person stored up a machzah shekel from Purim or from Chanukah? Somebody gave him a machzah shekel and he put it away in a nice corner to make sure he'll have that available for Rish Chodesh Adar to be able to give to the Gizbarim for the Beis Mikdash. So I don't have to go and exchange anything, I don't have to speak to Shulchani, I'm just giving him a machzah shekel. Says Ramey, nevertheless you have to give him a machzah shekel plus a kalbein. Why? It only says in the Torah a machzah shekel. So we'll see a mechem in the Gemara in a moment from a posik in Chumash. Eilu means two people together. If we go back to the Mishnah, back on the Amud Aleph, if you have on the fourth line, one person is giving a shekel, a seller on behalf of both himself and his chaver, you have to go and give one kalbein. The Meir says you have to give two kolbanis. The question is, why couldn't the Meir, they have to give two kolbanis? So if you want Masi, said the Meir, the Amud Ameir, Avo Bisha Ein Shikloi Toira Kalbonoi Toira, that even if you don't have to give a shekel ben a toira, you have to give a kalbein. In other words, if you're giving on behalf of somebody else, that you don't, is not required to give a shekel, but you still have to give a kalbein. you're giving the shekel and kalben on behalf of that person. What's the inyan? No, I'm sorry. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that those people that are potter, right? Ayidei koyin, ayidei isha, ayidei eved, ayidei katan, you're potter. You don't have to go and give a kalben for them. However, if you're giving for yourself and for the chaver, you have to pay a full kalben. Kalben echad, remei oyme beis kulbanis. So now, the question is, what is this swara of the two kulbanis? Why is kulbanit Torah? So remeir b'mish shikli sholem shu potter mi kalben. If you go and give a full shekel, you're potter for giving the kalben. The om masnisa, the remeir, the omar remeir, kishem shikli Torah ka kulbanit Torah. So, as you can see, Rabbi Say, I've been reading in the parentheses, starting from the fifth line, El Chayyam Mekalbein, Tony El Chayyam Mekalbein. I should have left those parentheses out. My apologies. We're going to jump to where it says Masnisa Dermeir, the Omar. See, when we finish the parentheses, we get to Masnisa Dermeir, the Omar. The Omar Remeir, Kishem Shishikle Toira, Kach Kulbanai Toira. Now, what is bothering the Gemara? What's bothering the Gemara is, again, going back to our Mishnah, it says that you have to go and give two kolbanis at certain times. Hanois and Sela, the noito shekel, chayiv shnei kolbanis. You see on the fifth line of the Mishnah. Hanois and Sela, you're giving to the gizbari, giving to the shulchani, a full Sela. Sela means a full shekel, minatoya. And the reason why you're doing that is because you want to take back a machtes shekel. You want to leave one machtes shekel for the base midrash. You want to take back a machtes shekel. So he's nois and sela, v'noitel shekel. In other words, he's taking change, right? In modern day terms, I give a dollar because I want to have two half dollars. However, the gizbar says I cannot give you two half dollars unless you give me an additional amount. How much is the additional amount? You have to go and give chayiv shnei kulbanis. Now the question is, why do you have to give two kulbanis? L'chor, you only have to give one kulban. And that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out now. What is this din that the Mishnah says that you gave a sela, you took back a shekel, that you have to give, you have to pay two kulbanis? Zok Timar, l'chor, you must listen to Rameir. L'chor, the Mishnah goes according to Rameir. Now what did Rameir say? The Omer Rameir, Kishem Shishikli Torah, Kach Kulbanai Torah. Just like the shekel is minatayra, the kalban is also minatayra. What do you have that the kalban is minatayra? Because kosavah remeir benoisin shikloi sholem shuchay bekalbay. To am remeir kimin matbeir shel eish hoitzi kadosh baruch b'tachas kisei kavod kisei kvoidai verola moish ve'amuloi ze yitnu kaze yitnu. What does he want me to say? It says in the pasuk ze yitnu kol oivral pekudim machze shekel b'shekel akodesh. What do we learn from the ze yitnu? You remember yesterday we had a drasha from Yerchem and Zakkai that Zeh comes to tell you 12 shvatim. Zeh is being matched at 12, and therefore it's coming to tell you that even the Shevet Levi, even the Kahanim, have to go and give the Machta Shekel. However, in Meir Darshan Zeh, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly what's going on, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to go and show you a Madbeya Shel Eish. And he showed him, therefore, a Gamza Machta Shekel, in a fiery form that Kodesh Baruch Hu took Kaviyochel from underneath the Kisei Kavod and showed it to Moshe. Says Rameir, if I'm going to give a Machze Shekel today, maybe my Machze Shekel is not going to be exactly the same as that Machze Shekel of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Mabeya Shel Eish. So to be on the safe side, I always have to add a little bit more to make sure that I'm giving a full Machze Shekel. And therefore what Rameir is saying is, even if a person is giving a shekel, a full machtsa shekel, he still has to add a kalbain. Without Rameir, I would say the only time you have to give a kalbain is if you're taking change. If I'm giving one full sela, and I'm saying, I know I only have to give 50 cents, I only have to give a machtsa shekel, please give me change. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, you have to go and give one kalbain. Why do you have to give one kalbain? Because master shekels are more expensive during Adar, and or because you have to give a commission to the shulchani. But what happens if I have a pristine, beautiful master shekel? L'chayra, I don't have to give a kalbain, just hand it over to the gizbarim. Says Rameir, no, you still have to give a kalbain. Why do you still have to give a kalbaim? Because you want to make sure that your master shekel complies with the zayitnu of the matbea shel eish. We don't have the matbea shel eish today. There's no museum or shul that has the matbea shel eish. So maybe the matbea that I'm giving is slightly less than the master shekel, the matbea shel eish of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says Rav Meir, to be in the safe side, always add a kalbaim, just to be in the safe side. You have by pidyon haben, you have to go and give 5 shkolim. Many people today give 6 or 7 shkolim to go and be in the safe side to make sure that they have the right amount of weight of silver, this and that. So again, I'm not equating the two. I'm just giving a mashal lamad of a daima to be in the safe side. They give a little bit more. So here too, on Seder night, there'll be a lot of people that are not just going to eat 1 kezayis, they're going to eat 3 kezayis from a matzah, just to be sure that they're mekayim the mitzvah. They're going to eat 2-3 matzahs, stuff themselves to the gills. Even though they know they're eating more, they want to be certain. So says Reb Meir, to be certain that you're mekayim the mitzvah, master shekel, always give a kalbaim. Even if you're not taking change, you're just giving the master shekel, add a kalbaim. Zokt yetz unzer gemara, that Reb Meir would hold in a case where you are asking for change, where you're handing over the shekel and you're getting back, you're handing over the sela and you're getting back a shekel, or you're handing a shekel and you're getting back the shekel, so you have to give 2 kalbaitis. Why 2 kalbaitis? Kalbain echad, because even if you weren't getting change, you have to go and give a kalbaim. And kalbaim number 2, because of the fact that you have to pay the commission to the shulchani for exchanging the larger matpeya for the smaller matpeya. So let's just go over the lines again. And I see Barry may have a question. Maybe we've answered the question. Anyway, again, right after the parentheses, 10 lines in, Masis and Rameir, when it says in our Mishnah that when you are notain sela, the notel shekel, your chayv tukul banois, says this man the Amar, Masis and Rameir. Why does Rameir hold that? The Amar Rameir, kishim sheshikloi toira, kach kulbonoi toira. Just like shekel is required in a toira, adding a kalboin is required in a toira. What happens if you're giving a full shekel? A full shekel here means the full machtes a shekel. You're not taking change. You're chay be kalboin anyway. Why you chay be kalboin? I didn't take change. And since I'm afraid that maybe I'm not giving the full kazay yitnu, always add a kalboin even if you're not taking change. So now if you are taking change, then you have to go and give 2 kalbainois. And that's what the Gemara says. Now, nos and sela, lito shekel, I handed over to the gizbar, to the shulchani, a sela. And I said, please give me change, I want back a machtes a shekel. Chayv shnei kalbainois. Who is this mishnah, this brisa going according to? Amar Blazer, the Rameir, this is Rameir, which we just said a moment ago, that you always have to give a kalbain, regardless of whether you're taking change or not. And if you are taking change, then you have to have 2 kalbainois, one for the chiyav of the matbeah shel eish, and one for the taking of the change. Skip the parentheses, the sanya. Eilu chiyav mekalbain, kalbain echad, for meir omar beis kalbanois. Oh, zeh good. So our Mishnah goes and stims like this brisa, that normally only have to give 1 kalbain for the exchange by the shulchani, but the kunchamei you have to give 2, 1 for the exchange and 1 for the dvar toira, that you're bringing it together with your master shekel. That's how Reb Loza learned pshat in our Mishnah, and that's how we have the brisa. However, Umar Rav, the Umar means like the Omar Rav or Rav Omar, divya karli. No, when it says in the Mishnah that you have to go and give at least 2, that goes according to everybody, not only according to Meir. Why? The Yomre Meir echad shekel shu noisim v'echad shekel shu noitel v'echad v'divrei toira. Al daite the Rav, according to the Meir, gimul kulbonois inun. Ooh, we got 3 altogether. How do we get a cheshbon of 3? Says Yomre Osir b'yomir v'shmo bar v'yitzoy b'shem Rav, shloishu kulbonois inun echad, inun, echad shekel shu noisim, v'echad shekel shu noitel, v'echad v'dav d'var toira. What is this all about? What Rav is saying now is that even according to the Chachamim, you have to have 2 kulbainois if you're asking for change. And what does Reb Meir hold? Reb Meir holds you have to go and give 3 kulbainois altogether. Now, what is the cheshbon over here? Let's put aside Reb Meir for a moment. Let's just talk about the Chacham. If a person is giving now a machzah shekel, if he has his machzah shekel, the Chacham hold, you hand over machzah shekel, you're done. You don't have to add a kalbain. Not like Reb Meir. She has to hand over the machta shekel. However, if you're taking change, the chum hold, then you have to go and give two kubanis. Why two kubanis? Because since you are exchanging your selah for change for two machta shekels, oh, then you have to go. It's like having two separate transactions. What are the two separate transactions? Transaction number one, I want to give my machza shekel. Oh, you're taking change to give your machza shekel, you have to add to it the kalbein. Because nowadays, in other times, machza shekels are at a premium. You want to get a machza shekel? Fine, you have to add a kalbein just to pay your machza shekel because there aren't enough to go around. But you also want to get back a machza shekel. You're asking, I want to take a shekel. Oh, you want another machta shekel? You have to pay the kalbin for that too. So it's like a double transaction. Transaction number one, that I'm giving a machta shekel. So therefore, when I am changing the larger selah as part of the change, I'm getting a machta shekel that I want to give to the gizbar, and I have to add the kalbin for that. And I'm also want to have a machta shekel to hold, to give to my friend, to hold for next year, to hold for posterity, whatever. And that, for the other machta shekel, What's the problem, Barry?
You give the full seller, you give the full coin, you give the full coin, you're certainly satisfying the Chatzi Shekel requirement.
Stop. You're not giving the full coin. You're getting change. The person is a no-sin seller, and he's a no-tell shekel. That's the case of our Mishnah, and therefore he doesn't want to give it. Avad, if you're giving the full seller for the payment, then that's not only a machta shekel, not only a kalbein, but that's a lot more. There's nothing to talk about. Here we're talking about that he's getting change. Go look at the Lashon HaMishnah again. Fifth line. Hanoisin selah, v'noitel shekel. He's paying a selah, but he's asking back change, a machta shekel. Chayv shnei kulbanais. So until now, the Gemara said this goes according to Remeir. The Remeir holds, you always have to go and give a kalbein. One dva toira, right, because of the matbeah shel eish, and one for the exchange. If you're paying the shulchani, that's you have to have two. Rav is saying, no, this goes according to even the chachamim, because if he would give the sell and say, keep the change, then that's fine. But he doesn't want to keep the change. He wants to get back a machzah shekel. So the machzah shekel that he is donating costs an additional kalbein, because it comes at a premium in Adar, and the shekel that he's getting back is also at a premium. You're paying a master shekel, costs you one kalbein. You're getting back a master shekel, you got to pay an extra kalbein for that. So therefore you have to give two kubanais, because you have two transactions merged into one. One, the payment of him, a chatzi shekel, master shekel, which a master shekel costs today 58 cents. It doesn't cost 50 cents, so you have to add a kalbein. But I want back a master shekel. Master shekel costs 58 cents, you got to pay a kalbein for that too. So you got to pay two kubanais. But Rav says, what would happen according to the mayor? According to the mayor, you'd have to give three kulbanais. One for the donation of the chatzi shekel. They have to pay, it costs more now during Adar. You have to pay 58 cents. That's why you add the kalbain. You're taking one back for yourself. You have to pay another kalbain. And besides that, you have the din toira of the matbeah shalesh, that you have to give a third kalbain.
But the mayor only says two. And it's for Rav to say three, it doesn't really fit with the lesson of the Mishnah, even though Rav's adding the Zeh, the Mabeya Shel Eish, but the Mishnah only says two. It doesn't make sense. Rameir is saying two. If Rav was correct, Rameir would say three.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. So go back to the Mishnah. We're not focusing on the Shokel al Yodav al Yidei Chaveray. We're focusing on Hanoisin Sela v'noito Shekel. A person for himself is handing over a selah and says, give me change, please, chatzi shekel. Says the Mishnah, chayv shnei kulbanis. Until we got to Rav, the Gemara before that said, that's the mayor talking. The mayor says, you only have to give two. One, because that's the chiyuv of the kalbein, dva toira, and another one for the exchange, for the commission. Oh, you have to give two. Says Rav, no, these few words which we just read in the Mishnah, this is Aliba de Kuli Alma, meaning not Remeir, it goes according to the Chachamim. Because according to the Chachamim, you have to give two. What would Remeir hold? The Mishnah is silent what Remeir would hold in the case of Noisin Selav and Noitu Shekel. Says Rav, I'll supply you what the din would be according to Remeir. You'd have to give three. Why would you have to go three? Because since Remeir always holds Even if you're just giving a machzis a shekel, you always have to add the kalbain because of the story of Remeir, of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Mabeya Shalesh. So that's a given. You always have to give Dvar Torah one kalbain. Now, because he's also engaging in a financial transaction, which is really two transactions, that he's paying the machzis a shekel and he's getting back a machzis a shekel, so you have to pay an additional kalbain both for the Nesina and for the Netila, both for the paying and for the receiving. So therefore, you have three altogether. So again, Umar Rav, which means Umar Rav, Divya Koili, meaning that this part of the Mishnah which you just quoted is not only Remeir, it goes, well, it's not even according to Rabbanan, it's only the Rabbanan, because according to Remeir, you would have to pay three. So you have three. And therefore, al date de Rav, according to Remeir, our Mishnah is according to the Rabbanon, not Remeir. But according to the Rav learns, according to Remeir, you have to have Shkimu Kulbanis. You see, if you see the hay over here, right before al date, the Gra adds the word Remeir. Not according to everybody. But according to Remeir, you see all the way at the bottom of the Vilna Gaon, the last two lines, al dat de Rav l'remeir, you would have to go and give three kolbanos. What are the three? Like we just said now, osir biri l'rav b'shem Rav. Okay, so that's al dat de Rav according to Remeir, gimel kolbanos. Period, or gimel kolbanos inon. Now osir biri Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak b'shem Rav. Talk of the same thing again. That according to Remeir, shloish kolbanos inon echad shekel shunoyz and echad shekel noyz v'yachad ledvar Torah. It's good. Fine. On to the final halach of the Mishnah for achan ashutvim. So we said in the Mishnah, it really depends. So, achan ashuf yichayim a kalboin to the mas behema. On the other hand, if the chayim a mas behema, the ptum in a kalboin. So, we left it to the Amid Beis to explain what the cases are. So, zokti imar. Achan who are also shutfim. Now, we're not talking about shutfim that they bought a new business, they put in capital. But we're talking about that they inherited money from their father. Not only money. They inherited a whole estate from their father. So, in a case yichayim a kalboin, they're part of Mimasa Behemoth. What is that talking about? Bishacholku. The estate was subdivided. In other words, they went to probate court. It was probated. He got 50%. He got 50%. And then subsequently, after that, they realized that neither of them are successful in their business. And they decided to merge once again the estate and to reinstate the estate which they just had subdivided recently. So now they made a new shutfis. In such a case, what's the din? The chayiv bekalboin and the potim maaser behemah. Gesundheit. The reason why the chayiv bekalboin is because each one of them is considered to be like contributing their own capital into this business because they had already subdivided it and now they're putting it back together again. So each one of them on their own has to bring a machzis a shekel. So just because they're bringing it from the common pot, from the common bank account, makes a difference. Everybody has to go and pay a kalbain. So both brothers, Yankel and Beryl, Yankel has to bring a kalbain, and Beryl has to bring a kalbain. However, the potim maaser behemah, the reason why the potim maaser behemah says the Takum Chadatin, because by maaser behemah, the Torah used the expression yihya instead of yihiyu, and from that I learned that it's only a yochid that gives maaser behemah. If you have shutfim that own animals together, you have no din of maaser behemah. So this is not just a din that applies to estates, this applies generally, that if two people own a farm, and on the farm they are breeding animals, and Baruch Hashem they had 10 new animals born that year, they don't have to go and give Maaser Behemah because it wasn't a single person, it was two people that owned it together. So Ptur Maaser Behemah. On the other hand, you could have also Achan Shutfim Shechayom B'Maaser Behemah, Uptur Min HaKalbay. That's talking about Shloi Cholko. Shloi Cholko means that they haven't subdivided it yet. The father has died only 30 days ago. They just got up from Shiva and Shloishim. And therefore it's still one common estate. In such a case, it's a year. It's a single owner. It's like a corporation or a trust that owns it. So you have to give Maaser Behemah, just like every Jew has to give Maaser Behemah. However, Betulim and Akalbain, if the estate is the one that's contributing the Machzis HaShekel, then you put them in a kalbain because it's not the individual giving it, it's the estate that's giving it. So you don't have to add the kalbain to that. So that's umma b'shalei choko that they didn't subdivide it. So the difference in the Mishnah between achin shutfim shechayom the kalbain b'turim ma'aser behemah, that's talking about that they subdivided and then they merged again. The case of chayom ma'aser behemah turim in a kalbain is where they never subdivided, it's still intact as if the father was still alive. Omer Blazer.
Other gifts, Excuse me, if the father gives a machzeh shekel for his son, there's no chiyuv kalbon?
The father, if he gives it for his son. So
the father, so to speak, passed away physically.
Yeah, I understood. Each one of the boys presumably is giving on their own. We're just saying if the estate is also contributing towards the machzeh shekel, towards the Beis HaMikdash, that estate would not have to add a kalbon. That estate just goes and gives the machzeh shekel, nothing more, nothing less. The din of the kalbon only applies to individuals, not to corporations, not to estates, not to trusts. They don't have to go and pay the kalbon. Amr Blasim, the hein shecholku gedoyim keneged tiyashim, with tiyashim keneged gedoyim. When we're saying that they split up the estate and then they took it back again, we're talking about that they really split it up with appraisals. That one of them took, for instance, gedoyim, these are the young goats, and the other one took the Yashim, young sheep, so therefore they had to appraise that 5 goats for 4 sheep, 8 goats for 10 sheep, whatever, they had to go and subdivide it and make cheshbonis and have appraisals what each thing is worth. If, however, they divided up, if even Stephen, there were exactly 10 gedoyim and exactly 20 tiyashim. So of the 10 gedoyim, he took 5. Of the 20 tiyashim, he took 10. And now when they merged it back together again, really nothing changed because they didn't do any appraisals. They just split it down the middle. So when they put it back together, it's as if it's a shor rishoyna. It's as if they never split it in the first place. As they zok to blaza. Rabbi Yochanan afilu cholku gedoyim keneged gedoyim and tiyashim neged tiyashim kilekuchei seit nubtura min ha-maiser ki hu detanina tamon ha-lekuach v'shinit l'matona potim ma'aser behema. What the Gemara is saying is, says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't care that there were no appraisals. I don't care that they split it half-half. You take 5 gedoyim, I take 5 gedoyim. You take 10 tiyashim, I take 10 tiyashim. Nevertheless, ho'achin shecholku kilekuchei sein, it's as if they did a barter, that they said, okay, I'll take 5, can I get your 5? You'll take the 10, can I get my 10? So they're not Yorshim any longer, there are Lekuchais. Since they're Lekuchais Betum and a Meiser, like we learned in the Mishnah, HaLekuach, something that you purchase, or if you see Matana, in other words, you got 10, 12, 20 behemoths as a present, or you bought the 20 behemoths, you put the Masa behemoth, because you only Chayiv if you grew them yourselves, if you breeded them yourself, as opposed to buying them or receiving them. So the Rabbi Yochanan says, even in the case of an estate where they split it 50-50, they didn't need to go and do appraisals. How many gedoyim can they get tiyashim? Because everybody got the same number of gedoyim, same number of tiyashim. There was $1,000 in the estate. He took 500. Everybody split everything fairly and squarely without any appraisals. Even that is considered to be a case of lekuach. And since it's a case of lekuach, even if they merged once again, I do not say like Reb Lozer, it's kishoha arishayna, but it's a brand new, it's like the first case of the Achen Shecholku v'chazer v'nishtatfu.
It's a brand new corporation.
Brand new corporation. It's Shecholku v'chazer v'nishtatfu. Chayav v'masim heima u'beturim min ha-kalboin. So stop over here.
And now they're partners who have a common corporation. Common corporation is paying their machzeh shekel on their behalf.
That's correct. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
I know.
You did fine. Shkoyach for correcting me. It's a case like the first case in the Mishnah, or Achen Hashutfin Shechayom Bekalbin Beturim Mas Behema, that the Shechoku Bechozer Vinishtatfu, even though it came back, the estate was exactly the same way it was a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, because they just.
But the articles of a corporation are now dated recently. Therefore, when it's paid, they're paying from a new corporation. Therefore, they're hiring Kalbon.
Beautiful. We'll stop over here. Mitch, we'll continue tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
I'm going to send out the email for the Monday night cheer tomorrow after I send out the shiur for Shabbos and Sunday. It will make more sense. People will see sequentially. It'll make